Daniel Barnett here. Enrolment for the 2025 Virtual Employment Law Academy is now open. Go to www.virtualemploymentlawacademy.com for more information. Enjoy the episode. Hello, I'm Barrister Daniel Barnett from Outer Temple Chambers, and welcome to today's episode of Employment Law Matters on part-time working. In this episode, you'll learn what rights a part-time worker has, what amounts to less favourable treatment, and I'll give you tips for implementing part-time working in your company. Before we start, a big thank you to Lawson A. Now, Lawson, you put your full name on your podcast store review of this podcast. Thank you. I'm not going to read out your name, but you know who you are. Lawson A, you said...
Filled a long train journey listening to these excellent bite-sized podcasts. Sound advice provided in a matter of minutes.
So, Lawson, if you send an email to podcast@danielbarnett.co.uk with your full postal details, we'll pop a copy of one of my books in the post to you as a thanks for doing that review. And now, part-time working.
Welcome to Employment Law Matters with Barrister Daniel Barnett.
What is a part-time worker? The simplest definition is someone who doesn't work for as many hours as a full-time worker. Given that full-time tends to mean at least 35 hours a week, there's a whole range of potential arrangements that could fall within part-time, from someone who works 2 days a week to 4 days a week, to working only while their children are in school, to someone who shares a job with a colleague. It's important to categorise someone as a part-time worker correctly because of the extra legal safeguards that come with part-time status. Part-timers are protected not just by the usual employment law legislation, but also by the Part-Time Workers Prevention of Less Favourable Treatment Regulations 2000. And these regulations give employees and workers, so it's not just employees, employees and workers, regardless of how long they've worked, the right not to be treated less favourably, unjustifiably, than an equivalent full-time worker because of their part-time status. The right to no less favourable treatment applies in two respects. The first is the terms of the contract. The second is their right not to be subjected to detriments. Let's deal with the first, the terms of the contract. A part-time worker should have the same pay. That includes maternity, paternity, adoption, shared parental pay and sick pay. They should have the same pay as someone who works full-time, the same holidays, the same benefits, the same training opportunities, the same promotion and transfer opportunities, the same redundancy rights and the same pension entitlement as someone who works full-time, but in proportion to the hours they work. It's known as the pro rata principle. As an employer, you need to get to grips with the pro rata principle and apply it wherever possible. In some respects, it's easy. Where a full-time worker working 5 days a week gets 30 days holiday, a part-timer who works 3 days a week should get 18. It can be less straightforward in some other respects, though. The second aspect of the protection under the part-time workers' regulations is the part-time worker's right not to be treated less favourably by being subjected to a detriment by any act or deliberately failure to act by his employer. The right to no less favourable treatment in either respect, either contract terms or detriment, only applies if the treatment is because the worker is a part-time worker, and only applies if the treatment isn't justified. I should say the different treatment isn't justified on objective grounds. And these are really important qualifications that can make all the difference to an employer's liability. They let the employer say things like, no, we didn't let her take a career break, but it had nothing to do with her being a part-time worker. It was because of X. Or, yes, there's a difference in treatment between this part-time worker and this full-time worker, and we've got a good business reason for that, which is... And you give the good business reason. For less favourable treatment, protection applies from the first day of employment. And less favourable means pretty much what it says, not as good as. It's about being disadvantaged. A worker who thinks they've been treated less favourably because of their part-time status can ask the employer for written reasons. Bear in mind a different provision applies for dismissal. As an employer, you've got to send your response to them within 21 days of the request, and if you don't, it can be inferred there's been discrimination based on part-time status. Similarly, it can be inferred there's been discrimination if your statement is unhelpfully vague. So take care when preparing these responses. For contractual terms, it can be simple enough to compare contracts and quickly form a view about which presents the better deal, but not always. There can be some terms that are less favourable, but others that are more generous. And it can be the case that a part-time worker doesn't get as good a bonus arrangement, but she does okay in other ways, perhaps because the employer lets her work from home when she has to, or perhaps she has a better overtime arrangement than her colleagues. The intricacies of contractual arrangements, particularly where there are complex pay packages and remuneration structures, can be difficult to navigate, and sometimes it's seemingly impossible to unpick and compare terms between one employee and another. So how should less favourable be judged? On a term-by-term basis or on the overall effect of the contract? Unfortunately, it's not clear. A case called Matthews against Kent and Medway Town Fire Authority suggests you should compare each term of the contract to see if there's been less favourable treatment as opposed to standing back and judging the overall position. The employer had argued that not giving part-time workers a pension was made up for by the fact they had an annual bounty payment instead. And the House of Lords, as it was called then, didn't categorically say that that type of argument couldn't succeed. Quoting here from the judgment, "I would not wish to rule out the possibility that in certain cases, a less favourable term might be so well balanced by a more favourable one that it could not be said that the part-timers were treated less favourably overall. Nor would I wish to rule out the possibility that more favourable treatment on one point might supply justification for less favourable treatment on another." So it is possible that a more favourable term in a part-time worker's contract could effectively cancel out a less favourable one, making overall treatment no less favourable. But if you have this logic in mind when you're putting in place a part-timer's terms, you've got to be very clear about your thought process and keep good notes of it. The point I'd like to finish on is that while part-time working can have its challenges, once an employer's got to grips with adapting full-time terms and establishing processes, it can be a win-win. I'd like to leave you with some ideas for making a success of part-time working in your organisation. Don't issue another job ad without properly considering whether it's a role that could lend itself to flexible working, including part-time. Establish procedures for dealing with proposed moves from full-time to part-time working. Make sure those involved in the decision understand the employment law angles as well as the practical and commercial aspects. Pro rata contractual entitlements wherever possible. Make each part-time contract a fair version of its closest full-time equivalent. Go through any existing part-time contracts and, wherever possible, find a full-time comparator for each part-timer and get to understand any less favourable terms. What risks do you face and how could you reduce or remove those risks? Are the differences objectively justifiable? And finally, embrace it. If yours is a place that can accommodate part-time working, well, go for it. Hopefully you found this podcast useful. If you don't subscribe, please do www.danielbarnett.co.uk/podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Daniel Barnett from Outer Temple Chambers. Bye-bye.
Any information on this podcast is for general guidance only. Always seek legal advice. Please see full terms at www.danielbarnett.co.uk/podcast-terms.